Now we present an encore presentation of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander.
So the Dow was off 2% this week, S&P off 2.9%. Year-to-date, the S&P's almost down 12%. NASDAQ off 3.5% down year-to-date, almost 18%. Oil, 109 a barrel. We saw this week hit 140. And look at those prices of gas as you're driving around town. Gee whiz, right? It's up 45% for the year. So clearly a good asset class to be involved in if you knew about that, say, late last year. Did you listen to this market segment? Anyway, the 10-year Treasury closed in at 2% yesterday. It started out around the high 190s and settled in right at that 2% number, which we've been talking about for a really long time. And for those of you who listen to the show, you know the 10-2 is what I'm paying attention to, the inversion. And right now the 2 years at 1.74. So the spread compressed a little bit more to 0.26%. More about that in a minute. So this was a question I got this week from listeners who have been paying attention to what I'm saying about the 10-2 and the inversion. Here's the question. Is a 10-2's inversion different this time because of Russia and Ukraine? Really good question. Now, let me explain what this person's asking. First off, the 10-year Treasury is at 2%. The 2-year is at 1.74. If you do the math, the difference between those two is 0.26%, right? Or 26 basis points, as we say in my business. Now, when that gets inverted, where the 2-year is paying more yield than the 10-year, then you have an inversion. And that typically shows the bond market believes that the economy is going to slow down faster than it thought before the inversion. And people are responding to the Fed raising rates quicker, which could, again, slow down the market more, which could then trigger a recession, which typically has markets fall. So that's what that's all about. And that's what that question was asking me. Is it different right now because of Russia, Ukraine? The answer to the question is no. Effectively, Russia, Ukraine is only pulling forward the natural slowing in the economy that would have occurred as the Fed starts to tighten. And I'm going to say it this week. Without Russia, Ukraine, the Fed hikes and the rates that they're raising will slow the economy to the point where the 10-2s would have inverted in the future coming months. But what Russia, Ukraine now has placed an additional headwind on the market, on growth specifically because of the rise in oil prices, commodities. So these looming rates, which are still coming, and it's going to start next week, I think at 0.25 basis points, what we're going to see, combine this with the slowing growth that's happening right now and inflation, which, by the way, we just saw this week again. And so this brings about this inversion sooner than later. And so Russia, Ukraine, they didn't change the ultimate outcome as these 10-2s are moving towards inversion, but it just lowered the bar for when the Fed rate hikes would essentially choke off the growth. Does that make sense? So when we see the 10-2 invert, are we going to view that the same as if Russia, Ukraine wasn't happening? And that the inversion will start the clock on when the Fed hikes say it's enough, we've done enough to choke off the economy? And will it prompt me to get more defensive in the portfolios as that happens? Well, bottom line, the inversion isn't an immediate sell signal. It's a signal, just like the other signals I'm going to talk about this morning. We look at, we pay attention to it. Could mean we need to get more defensive. But again, you just have to pay attention. So that's what's going on right now. All right, let's talk about some economics. First and foremost, we had the February CPI come out. It looked at the year-over-year number. It was 7.9% for the year. Now, a lot of people said, oh, gosh, that's so high. It's terrible. It's the highest number we've seen in decades. You got to be careful about the press and what happens, what they say to get reaction. You know, it actually wasn't that bad compared to last month. So in other words, it means that either inflation is still hot, which it is, and it's now starting to peak and then decline, or it's only going to get worse, which is a bad situation. I think that what's happening is it's peaking. And I think that when the Fed raises rates this week, which I expect them to do, again, this is my opinion, all right? It's my opinion. I think they're going to raise it 0.25%. And when they do that, that's going to start what the market's already showing us, which is rising rates. And that's going to put some pressure on the markets because that is a headwind when you go to borrow money. But when you look at the inflation numbers, energy, unsurprisingly, was the headline leader. And we're seeing that at the pump right now. That's inflation. When you see higher price gas, that's a sign of inflation. That's what's going on. And we know a lot of that's being driven right now by Russia-Ukraine. So if that starts to back off, then that's a good thing. Now, the other thing we saw globally now, and you got to pay attention to what the other banks in the world are doing before our bank, is the European Community Bank, right? That's Europe. The ECB this week made no changes to their rates, which was interesting. But what they did, which was a surprise, is they said that we're going to raise most likely the third quarter, looking like July now. And that was sooner than the world had expected. So you see other governments reacting to what's going on with this inflation because of oil around the world. So this is something that's global, and this is affecting the global markets. Look at the Bank of England. The Fed's going to be next. So all these things we have to pay attention to, because what they're signaling is, yes, inflation's hot right now. We're aware of it. We're going to try to slow it down by raising rates, doing what we can do to make sure it doesn't get out of control. But I want you to be aware, if Russia, Ukraine continues for more time than we're expecting, the market's expecting. Again, this is all market related. I'm not talking about the human casualties here. I'm not talking about the genocide, you will, it's going on. All these terrible things. I'm not going to get into that. I'm talking about the stock market. When it comes to the stock market, things will get worse for the U.S. market if this drags on. How much worse? I know you're going to ask that. Yes, you're right. How much worse? Well, the S&P is off almost 12% right now. If things drag on, I think you could see another 10% drop. Yeah, I know. And then that's what today's show is going to be about. Is that going to start a recession if we enter a bear market? Great question. We're going to get to that today. Bottom line, what's the current situation on the S&P? 4,200 to 4,400. That's the range currently. If things get better, Putin decides he is crazy and he starts to pull out and realize he's really blown it. But anyway, all those things get better, 4,400 to 4,520. Things get worse. You're going to hear it. Sorry. 3,655, yeah, to 3,870. So we'll just see what happens. But be aware of that. Those things are out there, as you know, and that could be a problem. Gold like that this week. The safe haven money continued in gold past 2,000 an ounce. Will that last? I honestly don't think so, because as rates rise, everyone knows gold is not the place you want to be.
Investment advisory services are offered through Liberty Wealth Management, a registered investment advisor. This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as a basis for investment decisions. The strategies mentioned are not suitable for everyone. The information expressed does not consider your specific situation or objectives and may not be appropriate for all investors. Past performance is not indicative of future results. To better understand the risk associated with investing and how it reacts to different market conditions, listeners should always consult with their qualified investment professionals, financial advisors, legal or tax specialists, and conduct their due diligence before making any financial decisions or taking any action. The legal information provided on the air is not intended to substitute for callers hiring their lawyers to advise them about personal legal matters. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Liberty Group LLC paid for the following program, and the host's views and opinions do not represent those of the station or its ownership. California Life Agent number 048569. Persons engaging the services of one affiliate of Liberty Group LLC companies should be aware that each company is operated separately. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.